Item one is a rezoning for 173 Notre Dame Street under file DAZ 226 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item two of an application for variance for the same premises affected under file DAV 129705 of 2008D.
Okay, I have the applicant here, Mr. Lysenko. Can you come down and present what it is you're doing here? And we have one gentleman here who registered. He didn't say why he registered. Don't know. There's a podium there with you where you can speak from.
Yeah, my name's Trevor Lysenko, and I'm here representing the owners of the parcels. The project is to convert two existing buildings, a two-story warehouse and a one-story garage-type facility, to convert these into residential. And we're proposing utilizing the site to build also some new units that will range from three stories to two stories and fronting on Rue Notre Dame. And the intent is to try and create a sensible reuse of these industrial buildings and do some residential in a site in North St. Boniface that we believe is attractive for that. We're proposing to do 27 units total, which is about half of the allowable number of units for this RMF M classification. And we're proposing doing 40 parking stalls for this. So. Which is more than we would have to do according to the zoning regulations. And the units will be, they'll be in the existing two-story building. There will be 12 units, six per floor, with a rooftop terrace that would be jointly used by the tenants. There'd be six two-story units, loft-type units in the garage building that's adjacent to the dairy. And then there will be nine townhouse-type units that will be the new construction toward the west edge of the site. And one of the big things we did in working with planning and zoning was to make it so that this west end of the site, particularly that's adjacent to the existing single-family homes, is stepping down to basically be similar in bulk to those adjacent single-family houses. The last two units are, in fact, two-story buildings with sloped roofs. And that pretty well describes it.
Councillor Vanda?
Where will the parking be?
There's parking inside the existing two-story dairy building. 12 stalls there, and there will be interior parking in most of the units, the townhouses on Rue Notre Dame, and as well this garage building that fronts on the lane. And so the cars will come in from the lane, Notre Dame in an existing entrance, just off Notre Dame and Rue Saint-Joseph. And then there'll be an auto court in the center of the site that will allow the cars to come into the rear of the townhouse units that are fronting on Notre Dame.
Sounds very exciting. Would you have any pictures?
Yeah,
I have nothing here.
Well, that'd be great.
This is the old dairy there, right?
Yeah,
Modern Dairy. So this, yeah. This is St. Joseph. This is looking north here.
That is looking north on St. Joseph.
Nice project.
Yeah, that's the existing dairy building. And then the interior auto court, this is the existing, what we call the garage building. That's a freespan, tall space that we're going to have.
It's existing now?
Yes, it's existing now.
So the corner building is three stories?
No, it's only two stories.
It's only two.
But it's 5 feet out of the ground, so it's essentially two
stories. And the building at the back, which runs all along,
is essentially a one-story building, but it has about a 19-foot ceiling on the inside. And that's where we're going to do the loft-type units. And then I think the important thing that we did with the planners was to reach this edge of the site on the west side where the single family homes are. That's a two-story unit there, and this is essentially a one-and-a-half-story unit here.
So can we get these into the record?
I think they are.
Absolutely.
They are?
They should submit.
How come they're not in our report?
We don't include anything outside of the planner's report.
Okay. How are we supposed to know what something looks like?
You asked me for the file.
How's the community supposed to know?
They asked for the public file.
Okay, well, this is the same as that, right?
Yeah.
Essentially. What was this? This is a change?
No. Sometimes they will submit to the planner. The planner has a copy of the plans.
Most applications will submit plans. You file them, and they're exhibited on the public record.
Okay. Who's the owner of the building?
It's Ian Balkin of Davian Construction.
Ian who?
Ian Balkin.
Balkin.
They're the owners of the building, and they utilize it right now as part of the Heather-certified home restoration business. And then they lease out a couple of the other spaces to an auto body and then another construction company.
So what are your timelines?
Well, we would like to, we're a little bit slow getting to this, but we'd like to start building some units in the existing two-story building in the spring then complete the project on an incremental basis over the next 2 years.
Okay.
Just if you want to stand down, there's a gentleman here.
Sure.
I don't know if he wants to come and speak or... Sir, did you have anything you wanted to say? I presume you're Mr. Ricard?
Sorry.
Just, you got to come down to speak in the mic because we need to record it for the...
Gentlemen, my name is George Ricard. I reside at 156 Notre Dame, probably directly across the street from the proposed site. I haven't seen any of the plans. I haven't. All I've seen was a big sign on the fence. Ironically enough, I met with our counselor on that day at the same time. It just happened by luck. The only thing that I haven't even really had a chance to study of anything, I've been a resident there for 35 years. I'm probably the oldest person on the whole lot, on the whole street. I know that on my part of the street, I am the oldest resident there, as such as having long term. And the only thing that I kind of caught, and I don't know how that will work, but seems to me that on the sign it said that they wanted the city to raise or remove the access to the right to the sidewalk. I kind of object to having, if that is the case, kind of object giving away that 25 feet that would be lawn and everything towards 40 structures, because I looked at that whole street on both.
Well, sir, I think because they're changing the zoning from industrial to residential, in the existing building is right up to the sidewalk.
That's right. That building has been there since the days of the horse and buggy.
Right. So, but because it's like when you go to residential, you're supposed to have a 25-foot setback. So all
that's
it
right.
is in order to make it conform with the new zoning, you've got to have a variance to eliminate that 25-foot setback so the building just stays where it is.
I can understand that section. I can understand they can't start cutting off the building. My house is older than the building, and it's got the 25-foot clearance. The same thing with all the other houses. My house is well over 100 years old.
Yeah, but they're not making any more, they're not taking any more. Just the existing building is all they're talking about. There's nothing else being taken.
I see. Because this is what I'm trying to understand, is that is there, like from where it starts from the residential right up to that building, is there that 25-foot allotment for grass and what have you?
Let me try to answer that, George.
Sure.
I think where there is now concrete and parking, where there is that vacant space, there will be some townhouses built
the
up.
The fence goes right up to the sidewalk.
Built up. Zero lot line from what I'm understanding, but I'm going to clarify that. Maybe I'm
off. You're right.
Kevin, can you clarify that, Kev?
Yeah, actually, there is no variance required. He's actually, I think, providing 14 feet on that south property line.
So there will be a 14.
There is a 14-foot separation
where there's going to be construction
between the wall and the property line.
Okay.
So I guess we regarded it as being somewhat of an improvement over, you know, a parking area with no landscaping and basically.
Yeah, I'm not here to argue or anything else, because as you've seen on my thing, I put down don't know. I didn't know whether I want to speak in opposition or in favor of it.
There will be landscape, you know, there will be where that parking lot is right now, there will be a new building.
Yeah.
There will be a 14-foot separation between the property line and that building, and there will be landscaping, you know, in between.
Yeah, I don't object to the construction itself or anything else. What I would object would be is if it took away from the area in any way.
I think
just so we're all clear, there's going to be a 14-foot buffer with some landscaping on that south lot line facing your house.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be a big improvement over what's there.
Yeah, well, there won't be as many people jumping the fence.
and you won't have industrial use beside you. You'll have residential, which is...
I won't have police coming down at 4 o'clock with a canine, at 4 o'clock in the morning with canines.
George,
yes.
I need to mark something on this form, either support or opposition or just for information.
Well, how about I don't know?
That would make you just for information.
That's for information.
Okay, put it down for information if you don't mind.
Okay, great. Any more comments, George?
None that I can see. As I say, I've never seen the whole concept of this or anything else. This is the first time I have a picture. It would take me longer than 30 seconds to look at it. And that's about it.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So you have the opportunity to come back and speak to anything that was said if you'd like to, or if you're satisfied, you'd like us to move ahead, then we'll just move ahead.
The only thing I would suggest is I think this is very, very positive. We've been waiting a long time for this sort of development to come forward. I'd like to add a clause that says this will come back for plan approval when everything is ready to go. So you're fine with that? Okay. Okay.
Sir, you read the rest of the recommendations by the administration? Any conditions that were put on by them? You're fine with the report? Okay, Dan, what's your wish?
I will move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
The receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
And